This is JIS News coming up. More public sector agencies to become ISO certified. BSJ reporting increased compliance among block manufacturers and funds donated to Bellevue Hospital and Port Antonio Infirmary. The news in detail after this message.
At Mocha, we got an intelligence report on a dangerous suspect we were trying to apprehend for some time. We had reason to believe he was planning to leave the island. So we immediately sent an alert and current profile of the suspect to immigration.
And as fate would have it, I was the one on duty when he was trying to leave. We were able to work with Mocha to successfully apprehend the suspect. I am Alicia Fullwood of PICA.
I am Kevin Watson from Mocha. And together we are working
to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Now the news. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton has pledged to lead a charge for public sector agencies to meet service and quality standards prescribed by the International Organization for Standardization, ISO. Minister Hilton says this will begin with the departments and agencies falling under the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce.
When I look at the rate of uptake within our private sector, the absence of the utilization of the quality marks and standards that we have established, it tells me that the focus is not where it ought to be. The public sector, we at ministerial level must begin to grasp that nettle. And the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce must lead the way.
Minister Hilton was speaking at the National Certification Body of Jamaica CEO's Breakfast Forum on Tuesday. He's urging manufacturers and exporters to strive for ISO standards in their operations, noting that these will increase their chances of entering foreign markets. ISO is an independent, non-governmental international organization which develops voluntary, consensus-based, market-relevant international standards that provide solutions to global challenges. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, is reporting an increase in the number of local block manufacturers seeking to become compliant following the agency's drive to regulate the industry. Marketing and Public Relations Manager at the BSJ, Garfield Dixon, says the agency has been working with block makers to ensure that they comply with the hollow concrete blocks market standards. This follows a series of island-wide inspections conducted by the BSJ on over 200 block makers within the past 3 months, which found a non-compliance rate of approximately 83%. Mr. Dixon says this means that 8 out of every 10 blocks were substandard and failed the test. He says the agency has also restructured the regulatory and engineering divisions to monitor and regulate the block-making industry.
During the testing process, blocks will be detained, and if the results show that the samples failed, then the batch from which the sample came will be destroyed. So persons won't have to worry that if the blocks failed, then the block makers will be able to sell the blocks.
Mr. Dixon says come January 2016, another awareness session will be held to sensitize block makers on the required standard and encourage them to get registered with the Bureau of Standards. Checks valued at over $3,000 were on Tuesday handed over to the Bellevue Hospital in Kingston and the Port Antonio Infirmary in Portland. The funds, donated by the Jamaican Embassy in Washington, represents monies collected during the mission's Independence Church service held in August this year. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator A.J. Nicholson says the funds are expected to assist in the operations at Bellevue Hospital and at the Port Antonio Infirmary.
What the mission in Washington is doing really is to send some kind of cheer, some kind of assistance that the recipients, they didn't expect it. And it had been a pleasure for me to hand it over.
The Bellevue Hospital, Jamaica's premier mental health institution, houses 800 patients, while the Port Antonio Infirmary caters to a total of 63 residents. And Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says changes being made under the Justice Reform Program will bring about greater equity and efficiency in Jamaica's courts. Mrs. Palmer says since 2006, the reforms have progressed significantly and are unprecedented. Among the pieces of legislation passed are the Jury Amendment Bill, which, when made into law, will largely enhance the dispensing of justice in the circuit court.
The Jury Amendment Bill will make the jury system far more efficient. So people like me, who were exempt from doing jury duty because I'm a servant of the Crown, I'm no longer exempt from being called to jury duty.
Mrs. Palmer was speaking at the recent installation ceremony for 26 new Justices of the Peace in St. James. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.